I'm Rajiv Key at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. He dominated Pakistan for nearly 9 years, but in the end, he bowed to intense political pressure to resign. President Pervez Musharraf made the announcement today, saying he wanted to spare Pakistan a bruising power struggle. Musharraf watched his own power and popularity erode recently, and he faced a humiliating impeachment. He defended his record, but also asked forgiveness for mistakes, saying he always had the best of intentions. Now on to what's happening in Georgia. Russia had pledged that it would be moving out its troops, but Georgia says there has been no indication that Russia is keeping its promise. Still, Russia claims the pullout has begun. The U.S. says there is still evidence of missiles and launchers in South Ossetia. The eye of Tropical Storm Faye has passed over Cuba and has reached the Florida Straits. This is just some of the force Cubans saw from Faye. The forecasters say Faye is set to become a hurricane by the time it reaches the southwestern Florida coast sometime tomorrow. The storm is expected to bring as much as 12 inches of rain to parts of Cuba and the same for some parts of the Florida Keys. Rescue teams are searching parts of the Grand Canyon for missing campers and hikers. You see, they vanished after an earthen dam in Supai, Arizona burst yesterday after several days of heavy rain. More than 170 people, including tourists and members of the Havasupai tribe, were evacuated. The flooding washed out some hiking trails and footbridges. Hundreds who live in the area were forced to move to higher ground. Musician Isaac Hayes being remembered today at a memorial service in Cordova, Tennessee. Hayes' doctor says the singer died of a stroke. The entertainer's body was found at his Memphis home a week ago yesterday. His funeral will be later today in Memphis. Hayes' death comes a day after comedian Bernie Mac died. The two were slated to star together in a film. And those are the headlines making news this hour. Please stick with us here at CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.